91X News.
It's 2 degrees and cloudy. I'm Mark Venema with 91X News. Police are hoping to speak with more witnesses of a fatal crash on Highway 37 in December. 31-year-old Jennifer Bug and 27-year-old Andrea Mannon were killed when their car was struck from behind by a transport truck and pushed into oncoming traffic on December the 20th. The accident happened at the intersection of Highway 37 and Weiser's Road. The driver of the transport truck has since been charged, but police are now interested in speaking with anyone that has yet to talk with them. The watchword for OPP this week is no excuses, no exceptions. Police are cracking down on distracted drivers. Northumberland OPP officer Phil Clark says a rise in tickets is proof that some are simply not getting the message.
Our numbers for tickets show that we've issued many more tickets in 2011 than we did in 2010, which isn't a good sign. Means many people aren't getting the message.
Police say there have been too many fatal collisions caused by drivers not paying proper attention to the road. Almost 100 soldiers and their families are gathering at CFB Gagetown, New Brunswick, for an emotional goodbye. The troops leave tonight for Afghanistan to relieve the first rotation of military personnel who have been training the country's security forces since last summer. Most of the trainers will be stationed in and around Kabul. Vandals in the county. Prince Edward OPP are on the lookout for those responsible in a string of vandalism offenses in Hillier. The suspects broke into sheds and garages and spray-painted the buildings and vehicles inside. There were 5 separate incidents on Friday night. Anyone with information on these incidents is asked to call Prince Edward OPP or Crime Stoppers. Belleville City Council told the Mayor's Task Force to look into bringing residential spaces downtown at its annual strategic planning meeting early this month, but critics are concerned that people won't want to live downtown if they don't feel safe there. Mark Fleur is the City's Director of Recreation, Culture, and Community Services. He says the multi-pronged approach to the task force will take care of that.
Security, cameras, better lighting, better environmental design to make the place safer, to keep the sight lines open for people to feel safer.
Fleur also says the task force will work closely with social services in the area to get anyone with housing, drug, or mental illness issues the help they need. And Los Angeles police haven't decided if they're going to release more details today in their investigation into the death of Whitney Houston. The coroner's office won't be releasing anything further since police have put a security hold on an autopsy performed yesterday. Toxicology results could take weeks. The 48-year-old Houston was found dead in a hotel bathtub on Saturday. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Taylor Rankema with sports.
31-year-old NHL forward Mike Comrie is announcing his retirement. The 2-time 30-goal scorer underwent his 3rd hip surgery in 5 years last month. He racked up 365 points in his career. Only 3 games are on the NHL schedule for tonight, including Montreal hosting Carolina and Vancouver taking on Phoenix. Edmonton Oilers defenseman Andy Sutton plans to stay in the Alberta Capital for at least one more year. The hulking blue liner has agreed to terms on a contract extension through the end of next season. Sutton has 9 points and 56 penalty minutes in 33 games this season. He was scheduled to become an unrestricted free agent this summer. The NHL has named its 3 stars of the week. Phoenix goalie Mike Smith takes the first star after 4 victories last week. Pittsburgh center Evgeny Malkin is the 2nd star, and St. Louis left winger David Perrin is the 3rd. The Toronto Argonauts have signed veteran offensive lineman Marc Parenteau to a contract. The 31-year-old from Sherbrooke, Quebec, spent the last 5 seasons with the Saskatchewan Roughriders. The 6'5", 304-pound Parenteau has played 98 games, including 3 Grey Cup matches, winning the 2007 championship with the Roughriders. A pair of Western Conference powerhouses will square off tonight in NBA action. The Dallas Mavericks will take on the Los Angeles Clippers in 1 of 6 games on the schedule. The Clippers lead the Pacific Division while Dallas is 2 games behind first place San Antonio in the Southwest. The Toronto Raptors have the night off. Milwaukee reliever Jose Veras has become the 2nd Brewers player to go to arbitration in 14 years. Veras asked the 3-person panel Monday for a raise of just over $1 million. A decision is expected to be announced on Tuesday. That's sports. Here's Mark Venema with 91X Weather.
Sun and cloud today, the high plus 1. Increasing cloudiness tonight, dipping down to a low of minus 3. Chance of flurries tomorrow, the high 0. And in flurries, a possibility once again on Wednesday, a high of plus 4. It's 2 degrees. I'm Mark Venema with Taylor Rankema. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.